Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, and welcome to our morning words of encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that everyone invite others to join the call as well. Our morning of encouragement is a ministry of the Church of Christ at Redan Road, located in Lithonia, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Words of encouragement on today will be presented by Brother Ben Griffin and is entitled Taking Jesus at His Word. It comes from John chapter 14, verse 6. I strongly urge you all to please stop whatever it is you are doing, that you find yourselves in a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. But before I turn it over to Brother Griffin, I see that we have two prayer requests on this morning. Caller 6246, you are on the air.
Great morning. This is Brother McFall. Just coming in prayers for Amicia Green. Want to pray, have us pray for her for her loss of her mom yesterday, and praying for her family, and also pray for healing with my right foot, and that things will get better, and I'll be back up and running as quickly as possible. Thank you.
Thank you. Caller 2542, you're on the air.
Good morning. This is Sister Janice Graham. I'm asking you all to pray for me. I have sinned, and I repent, and I'm asking you to pray for me for strength, and I'm also asking continued prayers for my grandchildren's and praying for my family. Thank you.
Thank you. Caller 6371, you're on the air.
Thank you. This is Mary, and I'm asking for do you all continue to pray for my coworker Felicia. Also, I'm asking prayer for David and Jewel, who are both having their issues of one is with cancer and one is with diabetes. I'm asking you all to continue to pray for them. I'm also asking for prayer for one of my co-workers, Melissa, that lost a significant other. I'm asking that you all continue to pray for her. And also, I asked last week or maybe a week or so ago about praying for me in my new role as an executive director. And I'm just asking that you continue to pray for me and that I can continue to be an example and people know that I'm a Christian and that I can give them share with them what they need to do in order to be a Christian as well. Continue to pray for the Clark, the LeGrand, and the Baker family. And also pray for my supervisor, her son. She lost her son last year, the Clark family, and it's coming up on a year for his passing. So I'm just asking that you all do a special prayer for her. Thank you.
Thank you. And now bring you Brother Ben Griffin, immediately following words of encouragement. He will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Griffin, you are on the air.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you so much, Sister Danielle, for the warm welcome and all those on the prayer list. I just want to just go to God before I say a few words of encouragement on behalf of Sister Mary. She had a list that of those hearts have been touched. And they have touched her heart, and we want to pray for their strength and their understanding. We want to pray for her understanding, her strength as she's catering and laboring on this time. So I'd like to comfort those hearts who are feeble, those hearts that are weary, those hearts that are laboring. We just pray for Brother McFall as she uttered requests on behalf of Ms. Green, that she will be able to cope with her challenges as well as his health issues. And also Sister Graham, the request that she made on behalf of those who are part of her life. We just pray for all those on this call who come up early out of their bed or slumber this morning to be a part of this encouraging ministry that is sponsored by the Lord's Church and God's people. We just pray mightily for everyone that's on the call that will be of good cheer, of good faith, as we continue to take Jesus at his word. We know in John chapter 14, those who are familiar with the Bible, and as we get older in the faith, we often wonder and challenge ourselves, should our faith by now, our confidence, our trust, our belief by now, when it comes to the life, end of life, that it would be stronger, that it would be strengthened, that it would be more fortified. As a minister of 41 years, I still from time to time get questions from members of the body of Christ, Brother Ben, is all of this Jesus, heaven, eternity stuff really as the Bible says it is? And I can look at them and say, I sure hope it is, because if it isn't, we're in a world of trouble. But in John chapter 14, we know that actually in John chapter 13, Jesus had just began to let those guys know that he was about to end his journey on earth, and he was eating dinner with them, and he washed their feet, and he tried to show them what true divinity was and how by his humility, he was showing them that if they were humble and would love each other, this would be a demonstration of how people would know that you are my disciples. Indeed, he washed their feet, and of course, Peter always challenged the Lord out of his own ignorance, but sincere. He didn't want to be washed. Then the Lord told him, if you didn't let me wash your feet, you would be a part of this ministry. And Peter said, wash all of me. But then there was this time that Peter also said that when it's time to come for the Lord to be executed or persecuted, he would not give in. And the Lord said, yes, you will, before the cock crows. Tonight you will have doubted three times. And then we come into chapter 14, and they were just sad because their mentor was about to leave them. And it really dawned on them. And the Lord wanted to encourage them. One of the most consolatorial passages in the Bible, with the exception of Matthew chapter 11, when the Lord said, come unto me, all that labor and heavy laden, I will give you rest. I find that John chapter 14 is very consolatory passage, because he was about to go away, and he said, I'm going away. And they didn't understand that, but he said, I'm going away. He'd been telling them time after time, I'm going away. My time is, our party is not at hand. My time is not right. Tell no one who I am. And now it really dawned on them. He is about to go away because Judas that same night would betray him. And so now he said, I go and prepare a place for you. And then the dialogue went back and forth. Well, how should we know? How can we know? And the Lord says, "You pretty much, I go prepare a place for you. If I go away, I will come again. And there you shall be with me." And they say, well, how shall we know the way? And Christ says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. And so now we find then that the Lord lets them know that he is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. And so we need to understand then that from time to time that we do grow weary and we get faint-hearted, even those of us who have been in the body of Christ for a considerable length of time. Because these disciples have been with Jesus for 3 years. They saw things in Jesus' life that you and I would never experience, that would never become exposed to. And even then, their faith had been shattered. Their faith had been challenged. And the Lord had to encourage them over and over and over again that he is the way, the truth, and the life. No one's come to the Father but by me. Meaning that he is the way, he is the standard, he is the corridor, he is the avenue, he is the highway, he is the byway, he is the roadway, he is the backway, he is the alleyway. Any kind of approach to the Father, follow Jesus in his way of life. You know, Jesus was the embodiment of his word, and that's why he could say he is the way. Whatever Jesus spoke, that's how and how he was. And then he says, I am the way, the truth. In other words, that's the case. Jesus was his own speech. He was his own word. Sometimes we have said that when we see a young man and we see his father, you are the spitting image of your father. You walk like him, you talk like him, you act like him, you're just like him. Jesus was the spitting image of the Father, but not only of the Father, but Jesus walked the walk and talked the talk. He was who what he's spoken. We say he's a man of his word. Well, that's an embodiment of your word. You give your word, then you act as though what your word is. You don't say one thing and do another thing. Jesus, what he said is who he was. That means that he embodied his speech, and that's why he said the word became flesh and dwelt among us. So Christ was a person you could take him at his word. What he said was who he is. But then he says, I'm the life. And that is the standard, the morality for living. He told his friends, Mary and Martha, that he's the resurrection, the life that their brother Lazarus would live. And they believe that, yeah, we know, Lord, in the resurrection. Lord said, no, right now, I'm the resurrection and the life. I'm the moral standard. I'm the moral compass. I am the one that you are to mark time after. And so Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. If you ever want to know how to live, it's to learn to live like Jesus. And so how often do we fail to take Jesus at his word? I'm talking about those of us who've been in the church 30, 40, 50 years. We still falter at difficult times like death, ill health, loss of job, bad economics. Jesus still is the way, the truth, and the life. Don't let anyone discourage you or cause you to doubt about eternity, your salvation. I think 1 John 5:13 or 5:8, one of the most reassuring passages. If you ever get in the point where you're doubting your faith, doubting Jesus, doubting salvation, read 1 John 5:13. That is a very encouraging passage because it lets us know that if we believe Jesus is Christ, the Son of God, we have eternal life abiding in us. We can be assured that we have eternal life abiding in us if we just continue to live faithfully and have faith and trust in Jesus Christ. So on today, I want to encourage you to take Jesus at his word. He said, I am the way, not wanna be, could be, once upon a time was, present tense. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one coming to the Father except by me. May God bless you and may he keep you in our prayer. Have a great day.